You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
We're going to talk tomorrow's action now.
Seems.
We're going to focus on the William Hill Air Silver Cup and the William Hill Air Gold Cup as we record this at 1:25pm on Friday the 20th of September, and two very competitive races as well. Now, it goes without saying that we're recording this prior to the Bronze Cup, which of course will have a little bit of a say draw-wise as to where punters think that you are likely to be.
Yeah,
but it doesn't always pan out like that, does it?
No, and we did have a clue yesterday with the 20-runner 5-furlong handicap, where I think three of the first four home were drawn low. But there have been occasions when the sort of Bronze Cup... The Silver Cup and Gold Cup winners have come out of the same draw, or just a couple either side. So it's generally speaking a good guide to the big race.
Okay. We've got the Silver Cup, I should say, not the Bronze Cup, the Silver Cup coming up at 2:40, and that's the first race that we're going to focus on. As of right now, we bet Alcarama 9-2 at the head of affairs, 7-1 for Lahore, Showstealer 9s, 14s for Admiralty and Royal Residence, as well as Citroen Major, Golden Apollo 16s, 18s for Get Knotted, 20-1 for Hyperfocus and Venturous 22s, and Bigger the remainder. Mr. Capewell, we'll start with you here. Which I'm sure you'll be very pleased about.
Yes, ecstatic.
This is difficult in the extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, obviously we've got Alcarama at the front of the betting. Obviously, he's a couple of pounds well in, having finished second on his most recent outing at Ascot behind Swindler. Obviously, he'd been in good form on the all weather prior to that, winning at Chelmsford on a couple of occasions during the summer. So Michael Stackley wouldn't have... I can't imagine he's had too many runners in this type of race, really, to be perfectly honest.
No, it's rare for him to have sprinters at all, is it?
Yeah.
And if he does, they tend to be sort of more listed or group three.
There aren't many three-year-olds in this race. Well, there's a couple, but there's not a huge amount of three-year-olds in the lineup. The three-year-old did win this race last year, and a couple have won it prior to that, including Colonel Mack. Drawn... stall 12, again, we're sort of guessing a little bit, aren't we, really, as to where you're really going to want to be. We might get a
It's funny because if you look at just the last 12 months, we've had five air sprint handicaps of 16 or more runners. The winners have come from stalls 1, 2, 3, 4 and 7.
Mm.
But then if you go back to another year, it's a lot of high ones. But if you just looked at everything this century, stall 8 or lower is where to go. But, it's dangerous because they might water tonight.
And, yeah, exactly.
What was the bias on Friday is no longer relevant on Saturday.
So I'll allow you both to take one from either side if you'd like, or you can have two against the field.
Three from the top, please.
Capers, what would your selection be?
Well, the one that's high will be Lahore, who was a winner at Ripon back in August. He was second on his most recent outing. That came at Thirsk just over 3 weeks ago. He's another one who's actually officially a little bit ahead of the handicapper on the back of that performance. Finished sixth in the Great St Wilfrid, when perhaps the ground might have been a little bit softer than ideal. I know he's won on soft ground, but I think his best performances have come when it's been good or a little bit better than that. Bielsa didn't do a huge amount for the form in the William Hill Portland, wasn't it, last time out. But he was only ahead behind Bielsa, and they were nicely clear of the third Golden Apollo, and indeed a couple of other horses that run tomorrow as well. So he'd be my first pick, and he'll be the one I go for that's drawn high.
Okay. Mountie.
I've got a sort of just a quickly devised a system for the Silver Cup. Horses aged 5 or younger who are drawn in stalls 8 or lower. and with no headgear. And sort of over the years, if you'd followed that system, seven winners from 67 and a profit of £113 to a £1 stake at SP. Now, there's only three qualifiers, Lincoln Park, Red Balloons and Royal Residence. Lincoln Park, quite interesting, looks the pace on the far side. There's other possibly say Lincoln Park is coming out of, I think it's stall 8. We've got Hyperfocus, pace angle in stall 11. Musica is probably the pace on the stand side in stall 19. So there's pace all over the track, really. So I don't think you can, you know, if you end up with yours on the wrong side, can blame the lack of pace on those. But so those are three qualifiers in that system. But I think I'm just going to go with Golden Apollo. Probably a little bit more prominent. It was Doncaster last week. Probably a bit more prominent than Ideal that day. And I thought he might go well from stall 5. But yeah, maybe the Fahey, we know Fahey does well in these races and the main event as well, the Air Gold Cup. So, you know, perhaps Red Balloons could run some sort of race here as well from stall 8.
But if you're going to take two against the field, you take Red Balloons and...
Yeah, I mean...
Would it be Golden Apollo?
Golden Apollo. I mean, I think, you know, there's enough pace to say you'll probably want to be sort of tracking it or held up.
Okay. 16's Golden Apollo, 28's for Red Balloons for Mr. Mount. And Capers, you said Lahore, who's currently 7-1, is the one at a bigger price that you're going to throw?
Yeah, one that's drawn a bit low, and it's another Richard Fahey horse, actually. Gabriel the Saint, who was a winner at Chester back in June. That was over the minimum trip. He's ran in some very competitive handicaps since. He ran in a big field handicap at Ascot, wasn't beaten that far. He was well beaten, in fairness, at the Curragh after that, but he was sort of undone by the draw, really. he's ran okay the last couple of times. He obviously was second at Chester last time out. That was in a handicap over a little bit further than this. And you should imagine this has probably been the target for a while. I mean, yeah, he'll be my one that's drawn low.
Yeah. Okay. That is 25-1 as well in that contest. So a few against the field, and I'll give him a few against the field in the William Hill Air Gold Cup as well. Coming up at 3:50, a Heritage handicap over the 6-furlong trip. And we bet with Buffer Zone 5-1, 15-2 Gulliver, Summergan 9s, 11s for Arecibo, Mr. Lupton 14s with Major Jumbo, 18s and bigger the remainder. Again, you can give a chance to many of these, Mr. Capewell, but at least we're firm friends with some of these, aren't we, to be fair?
We know all about them, don't we? Largely, actually, a little bit, well, we know plenty of him, but we haven't seen sort of a great deal of him this season. Buffer Zone, who's obviously heading the market, has been very lightly raced, formerly trained by Roger Charlton, was a winner on the all-weather and at Windsor for that yard on a couple of occasions. Transferred to Jill Lyons this campaign, made a winning debut for the yard at Irish Derby weekend at the Curragh. All four of the runs this season have come at the Curragh. In a decent handicap, he was second. He obviously was down the field in the Phoenix Stakes, no disgrace in that. And just last week, he won a very competitive handicap. And obviously, you know, he's going to be ahead of the handicapper here. Joe Lyons doesn't bring many horses over here, but as we've seen already this year, he's very good at placing his horses with his Ebor victory. But, you know, he's short enough, isn't he? I've had my eye on one in this for a while.
Ooh, that's honest.
But having spoken about a horse that is well in, this horse is officially due to go down £4 as of after tomorrow's race. And the horse in question is Gunmetal, who caught the eye at York on his penultimate outing at the Ebor Festival. Obviously finished behind Dakota Gold. He wasn't beaten that far, and he didn't get the best of luck in running, if truth be told, on that occasion. I think he's a lot better than that finishing position suggests. That was when he was on my radar for this race. I mean, obviously, he wasn't beaten that far in the Wokingham either. He was sixth on that particular occasion. Ashin Murphy rode him that day. He hasn't ridden him since. He rides him for the first time, since then, tomorrow. He's got blinkers on for the first time as well. We know that he's fairly treated now. He won the Great St Wilfred, obviously, last year, and he was 14th in this corresponding race subsequently. The yard had a winner earlier on in the week that had been quite quiet, but they had a newcomer win at Redcar, it was. Obviously, they've booked Ashin Murphy. He's drawn towards the stand side. I mean, it's one of those races where you're going to be able to make a case for sort of easily for 10, you know, probably half the field,
yeah,
if truth be told. But he was the one that I've come down on. I came down on him earlier on in the season. I'll stick with him.
18-1, Gunmetal, and we are paying five places on
and
that.
And he has shortened.
Contest.
He was, I mean, it's possibly because of the fact that Ashim Murphy's been booked riding, yeah, but he was 25s earlier on in the week.
Swiftly, Mr. Mount, what do you fancy here?
Barbill, Mick Shannon, 33-1. I think the majority of the pace is far side here. Just another bottle being the prime contender for the early lead. Coming out of stall six, been off the track for 6 weeks. Mick Shannon's horses have started to run better after a fairly sort of quiet spell. He often does well in sort of September, October time. This one was fifth last time out the Hackwood, a Group 3 at Newbury. Paid to come from off the pace that day. The winner, the 33-1 German horse, Waldford, was off the pace. Kadam, the runner-up, off the pace. Keystroke, the third, held up also. Did second best of those who were up with the pace. Was a place ahead of Oxted, who, of course, won the Portland last week.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So that is, you know, a couple of the other front runners dropped away to finish last and second last. So I think it was a good effort to finish where he did. I was originally with Don Juan Triumphant, but he's not running. And he was in that race also, finishing fourth. So, yeah, Barbill at a nice price.
33-1, Barbill, one of only 2 3-year-olds in the lineup for Andrew. And for Gary, it was Gunmetal at 18-1. So, fingers crossed, a little bit of value across the William Hill Gold and Silver Cups on Saturday. Good luck if you are getting involved. And tune into Racing Radio on Saturday as well, where Andrew Mount will be here alongside Kate Tracy, James Millman in the presenter's chair, guiding you through all of the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.